From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The insurgency in Iraq has become very sophisticated in its use of propaganda. Groups use videotapes, DVDs, and CDs to advertise their messages and to project their threats to Iraqis and the world beyond. From Baghdad, NPR's Philip Reeves has this report.
You can buy them on the streets of Baghdad for the equivalent of 50 cents. CDs and DVDs rallying support for the insurgency. This one, called God's Soldiers, shows American troops bursting into Iraqi homes. Iraqis lie injured and maimed in hospital. We see the hooded prisoners of Abu Ghraib. And we see insurgents on the attack, shooting and bombing. It's propaganda with plenty of passion, but not much production. The camera works often crude, the sound raucous.
So this is the original format in which it came to me.
Michael Ware is Time Magazine's Baghdad bureau chief. He's been given a movie which he said was made by the network run by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the Jordanian militant believed behind some of the bloodiest assaults, including beheadings. As he guides us through it, Ware says this material is in a different league from the earlier CDs.
The first thing you notice is the professional quality of the production. I've had TV technicians and editors, network people, look at this tape, and to their mind it's produced on almost precisely the same software that they do their own editing. I mean, it's broadcast quality.
The movie has elaborate graphics and sound. There are even credits at the beginning and end. It systematically appeals to the emotions, weaving together inspirational Islamic music with scenes of victimhood and sacrifice. Ware says the movie provides the best insight so far into insurgents in action.
They have combat camera units, and they have been pre-positioned to document these operations for months, and we didn't know. We're now sitting in one of the insurgents' cars on a narrow, leafy Baghdad street, watching traffic pass us. Very soon, a convoy of white GMCs will come into view and drive past us. As it disappears down the street just a short distance away, we'll see the whole of the street erupt in flame. The camera car is so close to the explosion that its windscreen cracks from the blast.
That was footage of the assassination of Izzedine Salim, president of the now disbanded Iraqi Governing Council. One of his former colleagues, Muwaffaq al-Rubai, is now National Security Advisor for the US-supported interim Iraqi government. He acknowledges the sophistication of the techniques now being used by insurgents.
These people have high power, they're very well trained, very experienced, even in political timing, and sophisticated in computers and their listening devices. And I'm not underestimating these. We are in here for a long fight.
The insurgents' propaganda movies are intended to curry support from Iraqis on the street, to bypass the mainstream media and appeal directly to them. But Ware says the Zarqawi movies also an effort to raise recruits and cash from abroad. He sees it as a sign Iraq's becoming the front line in a global jihad.
The jihad market for both recruits and for money is fluid. It's a free market. It's open. So you have to compete on that market. The money and the recruits follow the performance. They want to see it working. This is Zarqawi standing up and saying, you want to contribute some good? You do it through me. Look how we are dominating the battlefield.
Reaching around the corner, not looking, can't see where he's shooting at all. And he's got a heavy machine gun, which aimed at the ground, aimed up in the air, can obviously clearly cause civilian casualties.
Lieutenant James Egan works as an assistant intelligence officer in the U.S. military base that covers Baghdad's Sadr city, the sprawling heartland of the militant Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and his militia, the Mehdi Army. Egan's been studying al-Sadr propaganda CDs for a while. They're far less polished than Zarqawi's. Egan turns them against the Sadr militia by using them as evidence that the militiamen are firing indiscriminately into Iraqi homes. The US's most senior officer in Sadr City, Lieutenant Colonel Gary Valesky, says he shows extracts of these scenes to his own soldiers.
They're really helpful because the enemy that you can't see, he grows in mystique. So as soon as you put one of those CDs in and you see how he fights, it puts a face on your enemy.
Now, unlike many such films that I've seen of insurgent activity, here the cameraman does not flee after the incident. He actually sticks around, and he now displays for us the aftermath. This is as the smoke is literally clearing. We can see the suicide vehicle just erupting in violent flame.
Ware, of Time magazine, says the reason he's been handed Zarqawi's latest propaganda film is because he's spent more than a year cultivating contacts amongst the insurgents. He admits concern that, as a journalist, he's being used.
Absolutely. I mean, every American battlefield commander will tell you that the information campaign sometimes is even more important than the operational combat campaign. We're always being used. In conflict, my government lies, your government lies, the government we're attacking lies, the insurgents lie, the people on the ground always lie and exaggerate. The quest for us is seeking that, the truth.
The truth has for decades been denied to Iraqis. In this Baghdad internet cafe, Raid Razouri, a taxi driver, is exploring the outside world through cyberspace. But he stays away from websites carrying news, be it the government, the Western press, or the plethora of sites operated by insurgent and jihadi groups.
In fact, it's hard to find a reliable resource for news, because almost all the channels busy giving news about Iraq, but not in the appropriate way or an honest way. They are giving false information and fake news.
With such skepticism on the street, the conditions are ripe for clever propagandists to manipulate opinion. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.